Says a child must live 30 days and an animal must live 8 days in order not to be considered a nafil. Based on that, how can an 8-day meal ever override Shabbos? At 8 days old, the child is still a suffix nafil. Rather, Bar Hava said the meal could be done because in either case, there's no problem making the wound. If the baby's a viable child and a proper meal has taken place, if the baby's not, then the baby is not considered to be even alive, and therefore cutting the milah is not making a wound. It's considered like cutting a piece of meat. Whereas the Bryce says the milah of a baby who were unsure if it was born in the 7th month of the pregnancy, which would be a viable child, or the 8th month, which would be a nafil, does not override Shabbos. So you see that it does not override Shabbos. Brady Ravina says the Bryce is discussing the machshire milah for such a child, which even according to Rabbi Eliezer, says you're allowed to machshire milah for such a thing, it would not be done. This type of suffix, he would not allow it. Abaya said, rather by Havat Halacha, whether a nafil is considered to be not alive even when it really still is alive, it's actually a machlekes tanaim in a brisa. Bryce says that an animal that's born in the 8th month of the pregnancy and is then shechted, it still has the din of an avela and still gives off tumah. The Bryce, the son of Yehuda, and Rabbi Lozer, the son of Shimon, say that the shechita of the animal removes it from being an avela and makes it into a treva, which doesn't give off tumah. Abaya says, the machlekes must be that Tanakama considers a nafil already dead, which is why the shechita doesn't change its classification from an avela, and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Lozer consider the animal alive. Rava said, if that's machlokes, they should argue whether the shechita actually makes it permitted to be eaten. Why do they only argue about tumah? Rava therefore says that they all agree that the animal is considered to be dead. Machlokes is that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Lozer say that the shechita of an animal is like the shechita of a treifa, which prevents a treifa from becoming tamei and therefore it does not become tamei. The Tanakhama says that the animal is not like a treifa because a treifa was at least kosher at some point in its life before it became a treifa, whereas this animal was born into this state of a problem. Or it says, although there are some animals that are born into treifa and were therefore never kosher beforehand, but since the class of treifas have animals that were once kosher, it's different than these animals that were never kosher at any point in time. Gemara asked, did Rabbanan argue with the Shimon ben Gamliel and say that the animal that has not yet reached 8 days old is assumed viable? If they do argue, who do we paskin like? Gemara brings in a brisa that says you let a shech an animal that was born on Yom Tov even though it has not reached yet 8 days old. So Gemara, that's not a righty because it could be that's what we know is a full term pregnancy. There's another brisa that says that a bechor, which is normally brought as a carbon, that's born on Yom Tov with a mum, maybe in that day. Gemara says that here too, we could know that it could be talking about where we know that's a full-term pregnancy. Gemara says, we find that Rabbi Yehuda name of Shmuel passes like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It must be that the Rabbanan argue. Abaya said, the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon Gamliel agree that if a baby that's less than 30 days old is killed nabach by a lion or falling off a roof, that the child is not considered to be a nafil. They argue in a case where the child showed only limited signs of life and then died. The practical effect of a machlekes would be whether a woman would be subject to yibum if her husband dies when this sickly baby died when the sickly baby less than 30 days old is actually still alive. If we say that the baby is halakhically alive, then the mother is not subject to yibum. If the baby is considered to be dead, then she is subject to yibum. Marias, how can we say that all agree that the child who is killed by a lion or falls off a roof is considered to be alive? We find that Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, were served high quality meat from an animal that was only 7 days old. They said, had it been slaughtered that night, which would have been the beginning of the eighth day, then they would have eaten it, but now they can't eat it. See, shechita is like being killed from a lion or falling from a roof, and still we see that they were still afraid that maybe it's a nafil. Mari answers, we have to say that if the child showed only limited signs of life, all agree it was going to be considered a nafil. They argue when it gets killed. Rav Shimon Gamliel says we consider it a possible nafil, and Rabban says it's considered a viable child for sure. Thom Rav Dimi Bar Yosef had a child that died within 30 days of birth, and that child's father sat shiva. Rav Dimi Bar Yosef felt that the child was a nafil, and there was no reason to sit shiva. His son told him, I know for sure that it was a full-term pregnancy based on the last time he was with his wife, and therefore it's not a nafil. A similar story happened with the Kahana, and when he sat shiva of such a child as well, and he told Rashi the same thing. Mar says, if a man died leaving over a wife and one child within 30 days of the birth, and on the basis of that child, the mother went ahead and married another man, because she was not subject to Yibam, and the child ultimately died within the 30 days, Allah says as follows. Ravina, in the name of Rava, says, if she remarried to a non-Kayan who can marry a divorced woman, so she has to get Chalitza from her first husband's brother, and then she could go ahead and remarry this second husband. If she remarried to a Kayan who can't marry a Chalitza, because of Gzera Rabbanon, so therefore we would not require the get chalitza so as not to break that second marriage. Rav Shravia, name of Rava, says in either case we would require the get chalitza. Rav Vina said to Rav Shravia, at night Rava said like you, but in the morning he retracted and said that I reported him to say. Rav Shravia did not accept this from Ravina and felt that Ravina was permitting a woman who needs chalitza to marry without giving chalitza. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Mate v'chulu. Chizbi in the name of Chizza said, Rabbi Yehuda gives the androgynous the din of a definite male for purposes of milah, but not for other halachas. We find an anonymous sifra that says an androgynous is not treated like a male for purposes of erichin, and we know that an anonymous sifra, stam sifra, is Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that when it comes to other dinim here, Rabbi Yehuda does not give him the status of a definite male. Rav Nachmitzik said, we find the same concept elsewhere because Rabbi Yehuda does not allow an androgynous to draw water for the paraduma, which can only be done by a zohar. So you see, he doesn't treat him like a vade zohar. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda treats the androgynous like a zohar zachar for purposes of mila, gavadei zachar for purposes of mila, is because the pasuk says himol lachem kol zachar. The extra kol comes to be marbe, even in androgynous.